You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 8th of April 2019, a Monday, the beginning of a new trading week. There was something that happened today in the political sphere, which is of course that the BJP manifesto was released and it was along expected lines. But something that was not along expected lines was the Bulls losing control on the Lal Street. All that took place on D Street is what I bring to you in this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bulls failed to remain in control of Dalal Street as the S&P BSE Sensex fell by 341 points from its intraday high of 39,041 as investors preferred to book profits ahead of earnings, valuation premium and the recent surge in crude oil prices got investors on the sidelines. Crude oil prices are trading at a five-month high, driven upwards by OPEC's ongoing supply cuts, U.S. sanctions against Iran and Venezuela, fighting in Libya, as well as strong U.S. jobs data, according to a Reuters report. Brent crude has rallied over 30% in 2019. There was a feeling among the participants that markets fell after the government released its manifesto ahead of the general elections, but experts feel that wasn't the case. In fact, it was profit booking at higher levels, rise in crude oil prices, as well as earnings, which led to profit taking at higher levels. Remember, of course, that the S&P BSE Sensex reclaimed 39,000 while Nifty 50 also breached 11,700 on the upside in the first half of the trading session. BJP manifesto touched upon doubling farmers' income by 2022. The government also announced a pension for small and marginal farmers on reaching 60 years of age. It was largely on predicted lines. Pritesh Asher, Chief Strategy Officer at KIFS Trade Capital, told Money Control, and I quote, "The BJP manifesto was very clear in terms of the development work which the government is likely to undertake in the next 5 years. I personally feel that the manifesto was predictable, but the large part of the correction was largely on account of profit booking, as Nifty valuations have surged to PE of 29x. Hence, investors can use rallies to book profits. Crude oil is something which is a worry, but probably not now. I think we have provisions in place and we can digest it up to $75 a barrel. However, it'll be a cause of concern when crude starts trading at $80 a barrel," unquote. More from that interview as Ritesh speaks to our own Kshitij Anand, and that'll be towards the end of the podcast, so do stick around. Returning to the markets, in terms of sectors, the IT sector was the top gainer today on account of a weak rupee. The rally was led by NIIT, Infosys, Tech Mahindra and TCS. On the other hand, profit booking was seen in realty, oil and gas and metal stocks. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index slipped 0.72%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index closed 0.39% lower. Some stocks that made noise today, OMCs, that is oil marketing companies, remained in focus as Brent crude trading at a five-month high over $70 a barrel, which have caused stocks like IOC, BPCL and HPCL to bleed. HPCL was down 3.9%, followed by IOC, which was down 3.8%, and BPCL, which closed 1.9% lower. NIIT Technologies lost over 3% and NIIT rose nearly 20% after Baring Private Equity Asian acquired 30% stake from promoters, including NIIT, and announced an open offer for another 26% stake. Shares of Torrent Pharmaceuticals fell nearly 3% after the company received certain observations from the US FDA. Kernex Microsystems India added 5%, even as the company received show cause notice from the Director General of GST Intelligence Hyderabad Zonal Unit. And finally, a quick trip across the world. Asian markets ended mixed today, with the Shanghai Composite falling to 3,244.8, while Hang Seng ended up 0.32% at 30,077.15. Japan's Nikkei 225 shed 0.21% to close at 21,761.65, while South Korea's Kospi ended marginally higher at 2,210.6. European markets have been trading marginally lower ahead of the US earnings season. Like I said earlier, our own Kshitij Anand spoke to Ritesh Asher, Chief Strategy Officer at KIFS Trade Capital, and he spoke about the BJP manifesto and whether or not it had an impact on the bearish run we saw today on the Lal Street. All that and more coming up right now. Thanks, Ritesh and Kshitij, for that. There are many more podcasts coming your way. We have spoken about the role of social media and messaging platforms in the Indian elections. We'll also be taking a look at criminality in Indian politics. Have you ever wondered how many MPs there are sitting in the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha who have criminal cases behind them and some ongoing investigations as well? Well, why that is and how many such MPs and representatives we have is going to be the topic of our conversation on that other podcast. So be sure to tune into that. In the meanwhile, if you have something to say, do write it to us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.